In the headlines, a man injured in a shooting last night. An advocate for reparations urges CARICOM to keep up the fight. Barbados Canada Foundation donates critical pieces of equipment to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. And Fenty Beauty officially launched in Barbados at Duty Free Caribbean. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark. A man has been hospitalized in critical condition after a shooting last night. Starcom Network News understands the shooting happened at Blackrock, St. Michael. The victim was said to have been shot in the right side. Some reports indicate that the injured man drove himself to Queen Elizabeth Hospital. The Caribbean Movement for Peace insists the fight for reparations must continue despite the UK's recent announcement that it will not make payments. UK Chancellor Rachel Reeves stated yesterday that the country will not be paying reparations for the transatlantic slave trade. This comes ahead of today's Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Samoa, where leaders will discuss ways of securing reparations for historical slavery. General Secretary of the Caribbean Movement for Peace, David Denny, says there is still support in the United Kingdom for reparations.
I would like to see CARICOM develop a position coming out of this Commonwealth conference in terms of developing a united front to demand reparation. And I would like CARICOM to also assist the civil society organizations in the Caribbean region so that we can also unite our forces with the governments in the Caribbean. And then we will be in a better position to strengthen the international struggle and call for reparation, and also invite other forces from around the world so that we will have some level of global political strength so as to force the governments in Europe to pay reparation.
That's General Secretary of the Caribbean Movement for Peace, David Denny, urging CARICOM to unite with other movements and countries to strengthen the fight for reparations against the UK. But as stated earlier, he says there's still support in the UK for reparations.
We are totally against these different forces in the UK that are taking a position against the recognition of reparations for our people in the Caribbean region. And we are very happy to know that CARICOM have put a very strong position for reparation. And we are also very happy to know that there is a strong trade union movement in the UK that supports the call for reparation, as well as other progressive forces in the UK. So our movement will continue to struggle and to fight and to demand reparation for our people.
That's General Secretary of the Caribbean Movement for Peace, David Denny. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital received 3 new transport monitors, critical pieces of equipment aimed at enhancing the quality of health care at the hospital. The patient monitoring systems donated by the Barbados Canada Foundation came at a cost of 30,000 Barbados dollars each. It is the most recent donation by the foundation, according to its treasurer, Hugh Graham.
Now, to date, I haven't counted the equipment in pieces, but to date we have donated ultrasound machines, convection oven, ECG machines, blood chemistry analyzer, slit lamps, and the patient monitors was the last donation. All to a value of Barbados $320,752.
Treasurer of the Barbados Canada Foundation, Hugh Graham. Director of Services, Anthony Harris, highlighted the need for monitors.
The transport monitors is just what it says. It allows us to monitor the patient as we move them from point to point in the hospital, move them safely, because we know exactly what all of their parameters, all of their blood pressures and oxygen levels and stuff for the entire journey. We no longer have to make a dash for it. So, of course, you can see the benefits of this kind of equipment.
Director of Services at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Anthony Harris. Meantime, Chairman of the Board at the QEH, Nigel Whitehall, sees the importance of the philanthropy to support the operations at the hospital.
Because of the nature of our society, our democratic structure, our governance structure, we require, the government itself cannot afford all the equipment to run the hospital. As you recognize that it's a hospital where the point of delivery is free, the services at the point of delivery is free, and it's a poor third world country. And we recognize that, and that's why we are placing so much emphasis on philanthropy. So those who can afford to give, they give to help those who cannot afford to pay for services, medical services. Health is everything to mankind. Good health, good living. Everyone deserves that. And that's what we aim at this Queen Elizabeth Hospital.
That's Chairman of the Board at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Nigel Whitehall. Police are looking for two St. Michael men wanted in connection with serious criminal matters. They are 18-year-old Romario Hinkson and 29-year-old Sergio Brown Agard. Hinkson, whose last known address is Green Park Lane, Baxter's Road, St. Michael, is of dark complexion and slim build. He has a broad nose, small ears, and a small mouth. Meantime, Brown Agard, whose last known address is 28 Lascelles Terrace, Pinelands, St. Michael, is of dark complexion, slim build, has a small nose, small ears, and thick lips. He has tattoos of the words Sergi on the left arm, Chiara and Dream Chaser on his right arm. Both Romario Hinkson and Sergio Brown Agard are advised that they can present themselves at the District A police station accompanied by an attorney at law. Island manager for Duty Free Barbados, Kathy Harris, said she is pleased that Fenty Beauty was officially launched on the island. Speaking during the launch of Fenty Beauty at Bridgetown Duty Free, Ms. Harris said Fenty's diverse product range will attract more customers. She said they are proud to be the only retailer offering the brand in Barbados.
Of course, for retail, sales is very important. But because, you know, the demand for this and having this part of our assortment now, it will obviously relate in additional and fresh customers coming to the counters, because we're offering a brand that's diverse, and a diverse brand means that we can cater to all customers. And I think that's something that's so important in makeup, and having the assortment of any color to feature any woman in Barbados internationally, locally, is something that we would definitely benefit from. And we are very honored, but it's really a partnership with our Essence team in Miami, the Kendo team as well. So for us, special, exciting.
Island manager for Duty Free Barbados, Kathy Harris. Regionally, immigration officials in Jamaica have reportedly initiated a roundup of Haitian migrants and asylum seekers across the island in preparation for a mass repatriation to Haiti. One local media house obtained footage of Haitians at the Bound Brook Wharf in Portland being boarded onto a Jamaica Defense Force Coast Guard vessel awaiting return to Haiti. Attorney at law Marlene Aline, who is the founder of the Freedom Imaginaries, a human rights group in Jamaica, expressed concern about the exercise, stressing that Haitian parents of Jamaican-born children and other relatives are being separated, and she's seeking answers from the Jamaican government. The operators of the vessel that destroyed Baltimore's Key Bridge in March have agreed to pay nearly $102 million for costs stemming from the federal response. Finally, U.S. fast food chains, including Burger King, KFC, and Taco Bell, have pulled fresh onions from some restaurants after an E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's quarter pounder sandwiches caused dozens of people to be sick. Top stories: a man injured in a shooting last night, and an advocate for reparations urges CARICOM to keep up the fight despite the UK's announcement that they will not pay for the damage caused by the transatlantic slave trade. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.